Okay. So, Mishnah Yud. Start there, and maybe work backwards. And there's Isser of being kotzeit ilane peiros in Shvius, fruit trees and Shvius. Rishonim, maybe we'll have a chance to get back to Rishonim, talk about this. Assumes that that there's no general Isser. There's a case where there is no Isser of being kotzeit ilanos peiros in general. For one of the reasons, they're worth more as wood. One of the various reasons Rishonim talk about. But Avo Bichain, there's a separate Isser to be kotzeit ilane peiros b'shvius. At what point is that Isser apply? So the Mishnah says, basically, it's this window of time between the period of time of where before it gets to Onos HaMaishus, once it gets to Onos HaMaishus. Onos HaMaishus is defined as basically the time when it's Roi L'Achila. And at that point, or sufficiently Roi L'Achila, that it's that the cutting down of that mass of the peiros, because the Rambam says shukvar lechila kamo shebi'ano. That's the in general the shear for the Rambam in Shemitah Yovel and other places talks about onos ha'maisers. He says that's the sort of onos ha'maisers. Onos ha'maisers and maiser also is that it's the this man that it's the man that's rei lechila. Ram bin Hachas Meister and Perik Beis. Perish in a Uyus Lachila Bekotten and Ganaboser. In a Chayel Meister at Shiglov Yasa Ochel. Roy Lachila Ezo Onos HaMeisros. And he goes on to say that it's all based on, a few times it's based on Roy Lachila. Okay. So that's what, same thing over here. If it's Roy Lachila, so you can just like cut off the fruit, you can cut down the tree also. Good. But if it's not Roy Lachila, then you can't cut down the tree. But only when the fruit have begun to ripen, begun to come out. B'Shem calls the Bissel Mecharu Mishal Shalshu Kfanam Shiyigru. The Sheminetsu Sharak Ulu Mishal Tziu. The Gemara Maseches Brachos points out that this is the not only halacha in Peiros Shvius, this halacha in Shem Pri. In other words, that they have to have a Shem Pri, but not yet sufficiently Roi Lachila. The Gemara says it would be the same halacha when it comes to Arla. Gemara in Kinketz Mevarchim towards the beginning Alam Bavam and Beis. The Gemara is talking about Imer of Nachman that Mischi the Orla Sir Shomer Lepri, but the Gemara talks about whether or not it's considered in the state of Kufra, early stage of the Tamarim of the dates, is it considered a pre or not? Someone says, oh, it's totally in the Machlekes Mishnah Orla whether Smother is considered a pre. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? By Shari Lanos, there's a machlok, because there's an Arbanam, a smother, when it comes to grapes. By Shari Lanos, everyone agrees that at an earlier stage is considered a pre, and it brings this Mishnah. That proves that it's a shame pre. Okay, so it has to have a shame pre, but it can't be, but once it's Roi Lechila, it's not a problem. Why is there an Isser? So, Rashi and Brachos, and the Rash here, and basically they quote a Gemara, there's an Isser of L'Achla V'L'Hefzit. This is actually the place where the Gemara quotes it. The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim says, "Beis." Right before, actually, the Gemara quotes it. Quotes his mission in that context. Remember right before it said cut that Reloy was cut nice in the Shvius. He cut the not fully ripe dates in Shvius. That's just he actually cut the tree, cut the Rashi lines, he actually cut the tree. So this basically this case. And the Mara no hechi av nachi l'acham rechman vol hefsit. Yeah. And then the Gemara says, goes through the whole story and quotes this mission as well to show that by Shari Lanos, even when they're in early stages, there's such an Isser. The Ram quotes it also. The Ram in the Cheshit of Yovel in Parakei quotes it then. He says that the reason is because L'Achol will have. However, that's Ram in Parakei Halacha Yud Zayin. Mutil L'Achol Tzilanos Eitzim B'Shvius Kolim Shiyah Ben Pri El Mishas Chas Pri Lo Yakol Tzan Shrei Mafsir L'Ichol V'Nem Reis HaShabbos L'Achol will have. The Ha'ara that everyone makes that the Ram in Parashim Mishnayis comes up with a totally different reason. The Ram says The Rambam says, "Mimeshu, it's usher to do it. Why? Mimeshu gozel b'nei adam. Afish Hashem nasan peiros sein l'cholav. It's gazel rabim. Totally different reason, or seems to be a totally different reason at least. So,
no matter, make a difference in the shears.
Oh, because apparently it sounds in the Rambam that there is peiros shvias. Peiros shvias are hefker. So there's a hefta here. That's hefker the rabim.
Why would this restock according to Rambam?
Because Ram seems to learn that hef in this context. This is a funny gezel. Shlomo Zalman, I saw, is there an issue to be mazik dvarim have hefker, right? You sell dvar hefker on the street and you smash it. That's not gezel harabim. Maybe baltashkes, maybe it's not baltashkes. Same situation.
So Ram answers that already because he says a kodesh baruch hu give it to you.
You should know some parents in the whole
Adam. Maybe
you don't have it.
But so what?
But I'm saying so it's a different.
So you have to say. Well, one second. So hold the kasha one second. So he's apparently, to be a question you asked, so once again, heal onus hamayis. So the problem here is like this. The problem is, if I chop down the tree after he's heal onus hamayis, so now there's fruit on the floor. Okay. It's like the guy scattered fruit all over the floor, and then there's the right hefker. They're hefker on the tree, they're hefker on the floor. The point here is that I'm being mazik them. And being mazik them somehow is considered a gezel b'nei adam. It's gezel harabim. So mentioned Shlomo Zalman's kasha. What's the gezel? Your mazik hefker? The other thing is, the Rambam came up with a different reason in the Gemara, which he doesn't say in Mishnah Torah. So,
Jason's question also applies for the Gemara about Achlavu Hefsid. Why does it stop?
Because then it's not Hefsid. It's the developed paper.
Right. So the Tosis Yontif, he thinks that the Pshat and the Rambam is that the Rambam is giving the time of the Krum. It's interesting. That the Rambam is not two different reasons. It's that the going to the Rambam, that's Pshat and Achlavu Hefsid. And he says that's a chiddush because the chumrieta, that's not the pshat. Chumrieta pshat is lachol hefsid is a halach in chashivus of peyor shvius. I think that's the way Tosfos Yontif presents it. That peyor shvius you have to treat with a certain degree of respect. You can't just be mafsid. It's nothing to do with hefker and hezek harav. But he thinks the Rambam doesn't say that. He thinks the Rambam thinks that the lachol hefsid is because the goizel harabim. So lich ora. One is that, going back to Shlomo Zalman's question, I think perhaps the answer lies in exactly the drasha. The drasha is from the word l'achla. So the drasha tells you not, that it's meant for l'achila, not meant for hefzah. So how do you get gezel harabim from that? I think the point is that the we talk about Parashis being Hefker. Shlomo Zalman says something like this. I'm not sure. I read it quickly, so I'm not sure. It's a Chasam Sofer story. I'm not sure this is what he says. But when we talk about Parashis being Hefker, it's not Hefker exactly in the same way that everything else, that the classic Hefker is. It's true, it's the source for Hefker. But the Torah delineates. The Torah wants something done with these pears. Torah said, okay, these pears are there for people to eat. That's what Pasuk says. Tishan tashem achul efiyonemek, or animal feed. Rishon tochal chayas tzadeh. They're there for to be eaten. They're hefker la'achila, basically. And it's interesting. And even lefi the Rambam, at least, the din the iser asifa of katzer derech osrim. Well, I shouldn't say that. When the Rambam says, there's the ayin b'zeh. When the Rambam talks about the mitzvah, the hashmit. There's a din that you have to be mashed the peros, and you can maybe. Is that only the Bailam? Someone else allowed to collect all this? Someone who's not the Bailam? You can go collect it, take a big. Good, great, I'll have great. I'll take a big dump truck and collect it and bring it to my house. I think that's not true. doesn't elaborate here. In other words, the pshat is the peyrush is supposed to remain hefker, not hefker literally in bailus sense. I can take it and keep it, but b'yesha ayin b'zeh. We have to see more if this is true. But the peyrush are supposed to be they're hefker l'achila, and everyone can take from it, and they can take a little bit. And then that's what they can take. And they can't take more than that. They can't go and collect their dump trucks. I'm now Asef, I'm Zeicha everything. Because the whole point is, even the Zechia is only a Zechia, Kiderech Shalokim and a Hefker. And the Cheshivas of the Peiros being Hefker with a certain yield, a certain function, a certain purpose, is that's the Mhus of the Hefker. It's not just Halach and the Bailam, that's a din. The Bailus, that the Bailam should know that they can't keep it. And it's Hefker. And they give it to someone else takes it, that's all great. No, it's Hefker with a specific goal in mind. That being the case, Shlomo Zalman says he wants to say that it's Hefker is like a Bailus from Shutefis. It's his Knech on this. It's not a Hefker, it's Ainlo Bailam, it's a Pshat, it's Hefker Larabim, it's like a Bailus from Shutefis. But the point is that doesn't change. And that being the case, so if I'm Mafsid, Perishvius, so it's I'm undermining, it's there for people to take. So the fact that it's v'la'las l'shem v'fisha Hashem nasan perasem l'chol adam, so Shlomo Zalman's point, it goes over adam v'fisha Hashem nasan perasem l'chol adam. It's for everyone. So if I'm taking it away, so I can't take too much. I can't destroy it. It's not mine to destroy. Hefker is no one, so I can destroy it wherever I want. Here it's everyone's. That's what Shlomo Zalman's comes. I'm suggesting that the reason for that, what's behind that, is because the Torah derives this whole halacha comes from l'achla. Shabbos aratz lachem l'achla. Shabbos min ha-mufkar is l'achla. The psukim say hefker is l'achla. So it's not hefker, a free-for-all. It's a hefker with a specific definition. And perhaps it's, Shlomo Zalman's in Dayak, points out, it's maybe it's doing in the Rambam, it's viewed as a bialos m'shutefes in that context. I want to be moisif that could be l'fiza. You can that might be teretz, or at least a partial teretz. It's mainly only partial teretz. It depends on the other din of l'achla. There's another din of l'achla that the Gemara is drashing. L'achla lo l'schora. We're going to have to see more about that. But l'achla lo l'schora. The Rambam's interesting quotes the l'achla of the parak vav. He doesn't quote the drasha for it. I'm not sure why. In l'achla of the parak vav, enos l'schora peir shvius. It doesn't say shenei mar l'achla lo l'schora anywhere. At least not, I don't think anywhere. Not here, not where you introduced the halacha at least. I'm sorry. It does have it, just not here. My mistake. Rambam Bukhoris. Second. That's the Gemara Bukhoris. Okay, so he has the ROI. He doesn't in the Shmita of Yovel, he doesn't cite it. Maybe because he thinks it's again, it's not a separate drasha. He just said lachlo hefsel. Lachlo means lachlo v'lo the dvar machir. Perhaps I don't know. But The Rambam famously in Hasaga Sefer Mitzvahs wants to know why the Rambam is mashman din of l'achla. The Rambam says that in the third mitzvah, people quote the Ramban as saying that there's a mitzvah that say to eat perish shvius. It's not what the Ramban said. The Ramban doesn't even say mitzvah rishon shins tavinu lecho ma'aser shein shavinu lecho
tshuva. Is that what the Megillas Esther says?
Because Esther, I think, says that's what he means.
That's what people
mean. That he thinks about. That's what they get from. But for me, that's not the Ramban
says. The Ramban just counts as
her. Mitzvah she'omra toira. He doesn't even say shins tavinu. The same as it says mitzvah rishon shni and revias. He changes. She'omra toira b'er shvius. Ha'isa shabbos aras chem la'ach. What the dor shul achal v'l'schora. V'zeh dvar Torah. Brings right from Avodah Zarah and B'choris. Interesting. Meaning it's not that it's there, they can do whatever they want with it. It's specific. Because Right? So it sounds like it's an Isra Seg, if you're the Ramban. But the Ram doesn't count, so why does the Ram not count? So that's it gets into the debate. Whether it's, is it, so some say the Miguel Sesser likes to say that the Ram doesn't count the Lav Bal. That's questionable because the writer has a whole slew of asagas in the Rambam with things that he thinks are Lav Bal Mechalasei. Is it true? Is it not true? For the Rambam. Okay, Yesh La'ayin is what the big debate whether the Ram counts Lav Bal Mechalasei. But Ken Zayin is wondering if the Rambam thinks that this din of L'Achla is part of the din of Hefka, is a totzah from the din of Hefka Perishvias, so the Rambam does count. He doesn't specifically mention it, but it's not, it's a chiddush, it's special, it is a drasha, admittedly, but it's a hemshech of the mitzvah. The mitzvah, the drashan tzivui, is a shvias d'shtel natashka, which the Rambam says is a mitzvah to be mafka perishvias. And the Rambam says that the lav of l'siksor is not the derecha otsim, but rather to be kotzeret. Like you quote sermon, like you Osef Min Hefker and quote sermon Hefker. So the Rambam does have one mitzvah of treating Peir Shvius Hefker, which has a number of ramifications. So if the Rambam thinks that this whole din that you can't be mafsid is all because part of the din that it's as lochla, part of the din that it's Hefker is that it's Hefker to be available for Achila, and you can't take it for yourself, you have to allow it to be available for Achila, and that's what Tishpen Tashta is, and that's the pasuk of Achla Vnei Amecha. That's the end of that pasuk. It's interesting that the Ramban himself quotes "Vachlo v'yanecha" as one of the as an example or a source for this concept of the lachlo of the schora, which is the same pasuk as the hemshir pasuk of "Hashiyus tishtan tashta." So it could be that the Ram thinks it's machlal. It's not. They're not totally disparate issues. There's the general closing of hefker peir shvius, and the concept of hefker peir shvius is hefker. Kidei sheyochel, and the mele, all these other dinim which are a steer to that, or it's a chisar in your if you do that. So either in the case of lachol hefsid, it's being mafsid the achirim. In the case of lachol schor, perhaps it's a chisar, and it's you're expressing bailus in a way that you have no allowance to do. But that's all lachol defines the degree to what the payers are made for, and that's therefore restricting your control over the papers. Okay, that's a thought. It's good. In Mishnah Zayin here, going backwards now, so it talks about the Isser of eating Peiros Shvias before they are too early. They must ochel Peiros Ilan B'Shvias, Hapagam Mishia Zvichu, ochel Behem Pita Basada, Bichel Konesoch Beso, Lechen Kiyotsu Behem. This is Mishnah Zayin Ches Tes. Once it's reached onus HaMaishas, you're allowed to eat it. There's a Dvar Pella here in the Rambam, the Perush of Mishnayos. I saw that they asked this in the Rambam. I haven't seen it there too. But there's a Dvar Pella in the Rambam, because the Rambam, the way they read the Mishnah Zayin. In Masa Ochlan Perush Yilam Mishviyas, again, HaPagim Mishias Richub. When it gets to the stage of Pagim, we're talking about figs. When it gets to the stage of Pagim, so it's, then when it reaches, look, I'm sorry, Pagim, when they get to say Mishias Rihu, which the Ram says is they're smooth on the outside, they're starting to get some water in them, then you can eat them basada. When they grow to the stage of Bichlu, then you can even bring them in and eat them in the house. And then what they say, and this stage, for every other year, is relevant for Chiyah Maishos. Which stage? The Rambam writes, "Let's allow him his zrichu apagim kvar bo onos ha-maisros," which would be a fascinating chiddush. That means there's a stage beyond onos ha-maisros, you know, which is considered full fledged growth, and that's when you can either bring him so chabayis or bebayis. The problem is it's against the first mishnah.
He has a different gears in the mishnah.
In mishnah in maisros.
He says the earlier stage here is onos ha-maisros, yeah. And the Rash says the opposite, right?
But that's just because the Mishnah Maestro says
yes, so
and the Rambam Mishnah Torah also says yeah. It sounds like it sounds not that way. Yeah, can you give the Mishnah Maestro?
I have different fingers.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. Nice. It's in two of them. May must look the Mishnah Aleph Beis. That's Einem Mishiev Chilu. There's another guess there.
Yeah. May Mishnah appears from Mezatina Mishiev Chilu. Yeah. Mishiev.
That's the same thing as Bichlu over here.
Is that the same thing?
Same word.
There's two. The gear says Mishiyab Chilu and Mishiyab Bichlu.
That's just tenses. That's past and present.
And the Ram seems to say the same thing. No, between Mishiyab Chilu and Mishiyab Bichlu is special.
Okay, and what's he say here?
Not saying maisos.
Right, but he says the word bichlu, and that's what here he says bichlu bishlu.
Mishiyaschilu. I mean, it sounds like there's a later stage, and he's still.
You think mishiyaschilu is going to be different than bichlu? Mishiyaschilu means I see. Mishiyaschilu means in the beginning to be bichlu. Okay, possible. And you have the same problem the next Mishnah. Pshuto. You know, he doesn't make it the next Mishnah, but assuming it's the same structure, because both are Mishavi Mayamo, but it's not a Hivish Konsoch Beso. And it's Mishavishu.
Right.
Oh, so I want to say Pshat like this, that this is Mishayav Ishu and Shayav Chilu, and the Mishatim, but they haven't gotten there yet. They're beginning to get there. And that's the stage, and this is past tense, Mishabichlu, it's already after.
Well, I wasn't saying that much, but I guess that works.
Because you could say that. I think the Rambam doesn't sound like Shatar anyway. I think it's a. Who did I see that says. Or this. I don't know, say Caitlin. Tosentif, maybe, yes. I forgot who. Someone page asks that it's. Rambam, if you look at the Rambam in Shemitah of Yovel.
Yeah, because the Mishnah Torah sounds like, in terms of the Shem Maestros, it's totally on the, how, like, the Royal Achil almost.
Enos and Peirush Shri is Kshem Bokser. Av Ocha Me'ap is Sodek Kshem Pagim. Kederach Ocha B'Shan Shri Savua. Which is really what he says, you bring the B'soch HaBayis when you reach Onos HaMaestros. So I don't know. So maybe that's why the Ram made what we just said now, because the Yishuv with Ram Teresh Mishnayis. It's not what he says in Shemitah of Yovel, it's a Tzarechin. But it's also interesting to know that what is this, where does this Israel come from? So the Rash here as well, here, this doesn't say in the Gemara at this time, but the Rash says the reason is because Achol Hafsid. And the Ram gimmick has another time. The Ram has, this in Mishnah Torah also has another time. Actually, it's right two Alachas before he quotes Achol Hafsid. He quotes a different Isser. Enos and Perishis, it's also, he has this both in Perishim Shnayas and Mishnah Torah. Perishim Shnayas, he says, Pshan Shvias Mesah Tuch, Kupasuk Bishnash, Minasadet Tuchlu as Tevuasa. He quotes it from Teres Konim. Mishnah Torah, he says, same tochel as tvua, sa inachas achetas tvua, same thing. Which the Rambam understands to mean, fiich asul ochel elokin ruyim lachila, vachach omer shioche vula, kamosh derech nam lachi vulam. He says, the reason why there are multiple stages is because it's all about the ochel kederech miyadam. That certain things, when they're, you know, you go out to this field, I guess, and you have grapes that are not really ripe, so you're not going to start plucking them and bring your house to make to do something with them. But if you're hungry, they're edible, they're minimally edible, they're hungry, you might grab a little bit. So the Rambam says that's mutter. That's considered kederach for that stage. But bring the soch beis, so it's not considered kederach. As he says, derech me'odom lechom ma'am neperos kishen pagim derech akroi. B'davka basad. So the Ram has a different reason. So the question is why the Ram also not say this lachol of hefset. Remember, Mishnah Torah, because Perishim Shnayis doesn't quote lachol of hefset, but here he does. So why is he not quote lachol of hefset? So the Rabbi Kurka says it's not called hefset. Why? Because you're eating them lamaisa. That's not hefset. It's a separate din. It's pretty clear that the Ram is a separate din. It's interesting. It's hard to know. The Ram starts parakei. Which is with the lashon of the Mishnah in the 8th parak. Because the very interesting lashon is nitan. The Rav was referring to that lashon. He turned into a noun, a nitan. The yud, I guess they would say, the parashis have a certain, that's the lashon of the Mishnah. They're nitnu, which fits in what we were saying before, maybe. That the kavanah of Torah is that the parashis are there, or at least the chavtza, they have a certain thing that's supposed to be done with them. And if you're eating them, what I'm saying here is that eating before when they're before the right lachila, that's not one of these things that's supposed to be done with them. Memela, it's aser. It's not hefsid because you're eating them, you're consuming them, but it's not a kiyum of this nitznu lachila. So memela, it's aser. Why he doesn't quote a pasuk for this, he quotes a pasuk for that, and why do you set pasuk lachol hefsid? Then I don't know, because that's also not. So you have to figure out if this is true. Why any pasuk achol hefset unless that's a more chomer din? Because there he actually quotes a drasha. Here he doesn't quote any drasha. So maybe this is a achol hefset is an isser, and this is just a bittel of something. I don't know what a bittel of a kavanas atayra or something like that. I'm not sure how to define the distinction. Because the Rambam does seem to have two separate, maybe related, but he does seem to categorize them separately. I mean, according to my record, because this is not lachlo hefsed, but there's still an isser of some sort. But I wanted to point something out that two things out. But one is like this. Again, according to this Mishnah, there are, it seems like the Mishnah tells you there's certain stages which you're allowed to eat it. Mishnah is Bichl Ochlam Pita Basada, let's say Bichl Konesoch Beso. And Mishnah has Mishyavi Mayim in the Boser, Ochlam Pita Basada, Hivish Konesoch Beso. I mean, and before that, you're not allowed to eat it. Before what? So there's two dinim here. It's also to eat it bebayis before when it gets to, let's say, before bichlu, and it's also usher to get to eat it at all before mishas bichlu. And I think that's clearly the mashmos of the Rambam here in Shemitah Yovel. Halacha heit as vav in osam perish shvius kshem boser shnemar tochlu as tua sa in ochels achadei klas tua avocha me'apasada kshem pagim. That's Israel Sif. And then Lachat Zayin, may Masim Mutzalechal Peres Ilan Basada. This is a separate Israel. It's an Israel to eat Peres Ilan Basada before it gets to that stage. You don't call it a pasuk for it again, but there's an Israel to eat again before it gets to Pagim or before it gets to Mishas Rihu. And there's an Israel to eat it after it gets to Mishas Rihu, Babayas, except Basada. So the question is like this. The question is, now look at this list of things here. Let's think about, for a second, at least Anovim. So Anovim, Haboser, Mishiyotzi Mayim, Ochlo Basada. Now are these, there's an Israel before these times. Now how do these stages of development relate to the stages of development that we have in Mishnah Yud? Hagafanim, the Mishnah says, but in Mishnah Yod, it says Mishigru. Now, what does the Gemara Bracha say? The Gemara Bracha says, Egiru, Zeb, Boser, Zeb, Paul, Lovin, right? That's what the Gemara says. Who Boser, who Giru, who Paul, Lovin? So the Shir is Boser. So before it gets to Boser, it's not a shame pre at all. It's not a shame pre at all. There's no way, so it's a Silanos. But so all these things here, Zaysim. Can't talk about it. So it says here, Boser Mishavi Mayim Ochel Pita Basada. I guess that means. Oh, it's not about it. I mean, there's different stages of Boser, maybe. There's Boser and there's Boser Mishiyot Simayim. But I'm saying guys like this. Are there any cases here which are usher to eat before it even reaches the stage where it's usher to be kotzit? Because it's clear from the Mishnah Yod, it has to have a shame pre. It's clear from the Gemara, it has to have a shame pre before it can be kotzit. Here, it talks about earlier stages of shame, where it becomes mutter to eat something, and before that it's usher. Like, look at Lashon HaRambam. Can't tell you. Go to his mashma. Maybe it's not clear. Ein osam peiros shviyas k'shem boser. That's the name of Ein osam, right? Meaning there's a stage called boser, and that's osar to be osay for that stage. But apparently the stage before, it sounds like the stage before boser. That still has an isser. The Rambam in by Kotzitzim, he says, Shar kol ilanos mishotziyu boser. That's the Shira gets the Shem Pri. Now, they ask the Kashan, the Rambam seems to be against the Gemara, the Rambam hasn't tried to change the Gersa, but he thinks the Gersa is correct. But the Pshuto, again, it sounds like there's a stage before the Shem Pri, which would still have some Isra over here. I think Rosh Hashanah, I think he learned the Mishnah. That there's a he's bothered by that kasha. He says it sounds like this. This is shirim. It sounds like chanot. I think he said. Okay. Just give me one more minute, Bez Hashem. Hashem Bezalman says. Sorry, Peli. Kashir, he's Rihu in Chanota. Rinsa Kolam Chayno Rael Rael Machalim Klal. Koydim has Rihu. His Rihu so early. So it's not Rael Machalim Klal, but yet there's some sort of an issue. So he has he tak as a Tzarachin. How can he say an issue Lachol Hefzid if there's no not payers at all? So perhaps it's part of the reason why, and the Ram had come up with a different time that, and maybe that's not the same issue. It's not the same degree issue. I mean, there's one issue of Lachol Hefzid. That's take payers Shvias and Mafzid. That's Yizai. Here we're including this in Isser before it even gets to that stage of Perishvias, and that's not going to be Lachol Hefzer because it's not going to be Master Perishvias. But there's still a din that there's something here with potential. There's a potential of this pre. This pre is Nitan Lachila, and you're consuming it in a way that's not a kiyum of that potential, and that's a separate din, and that's a din of Tochlas Tvasa. You're not Makayim Dachila, and the Mela. You're not Makayim the Nitan Lachila. The Achila the Torah was talking about, but not Bederach Tvua. Mela not Makayim the Nitan Lachila. That's why I'm done the whole Lachol Hefzer, because it's been called things that aren't even Peir Shvius yet.